Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Zulam, oppression and warding of Zulam, and trying and making up in whichever way a person can for any type of Zulam, any type of harm he has caused any person. Today we do a little bit of a long hadith. The hadith to do with the sermon that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. One of the sermons that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given on Hajjatul Wada. We know the last Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as Hajjatul Wada, the farewell Hajj. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being with his companions that had come from far and wide, so many of them, what a Mubarak gathering. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he poured his heart out to his sahaba, because he knew that this is the farewell Hajj now, this is the last Hajj. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he poured out his heart. He had this feeling that this ummah of mine, this beautiful ummah of mine, that Nabi alayhi salam's whole life was to teach and make tarbiyat and make tazkiyah and teach the ummah. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi is almost like parting advices to his ummah. So when a person is giving parting advices, then he doesn't speak all unnecessary things. He just speaks the main things, the things that are very, very important, things that are of main concern to his mind. He speaks those things at that time when he's giving parting advice. So here we see that one of the speeches that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given is recorded here. Today we'll do it. Nufay ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that time has completed its cycle and returned to the state in which it was on the day when Allah ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. A year comprises 12 months, 4 of which are sacred. 3 of these 4 months are consecutive: Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. We find that 3 of the months are consecutive: Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, referring to the Ashhur-i-Hurum, the sacred months. The 4th is Rajab of the Mudar tribe. It is between Jumadul Ula and Sha'ban. Here we find that what used to happen is, in those days, the people in Jahiliyat, in fact now we are in the second era of Jahiliyat, they would find that 4 months together in the Ashhur-i-Hurum, they were forbidden from fighting, they were forbidden from having any type of controversies. So they found this too long. So what they decided to do, 4 months is too long. What we'll do is we'll take this Rajab month and we will move it to Safar. So we'll play a trick, we'll play a game. We'll call Rajab Safar and we'll call Safar Rajab. So now what will happen is, this is not a sacred month, the name is changed. Like what we say, new wine in old bottles, or old wine in new bottles. So they just change the name. So this was the trick they would play. They would change the name. This is referred to in the Quran as Nasi'a. They would play this game by changing the name of the month. So anyway, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining. It is between Jumadul Ukhra and Sha'ban. What month is this? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now is asking Sahaba on this occasion that what month is this? We replied, Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He remained silent to the extent that we thought that he would give it some other name. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching the ummah. The reply of Sahaba also is teaching us how we should be replying. He's asking them the question, they're saying Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. In other words, whatever our thinking is, we are grown up here, we are Arabs, we know exactly what month it is. But Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent, teaching us something that there's no need to rush and give an answer. The person is asked something, he may know it. And if he's not sure also, then he should take some time, he should think about it, contemplate, am I giving the answer right? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us a good approach. He's asking a question, there's no doubt that they know the answer, but they are putting the answer into the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing that he's giving an answer, be patient. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent. And he's saying, he remained silent to the extent that we thought that he would give it some other name. He asked, is it not Zulhijjah? We replied, indeed. He asked, what city is this? We replied, Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger know best. And they were there on the occasion of Hajj. So now, on the occasion of Hajj, it is impossible that they didn't know which is Mina, which is Arafat, which is Muzdalifah. They knew, they were born there, they were Arabs from that area. But look at the answer they give, that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. In other words, our intelligence means nothing in front of the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That comes first, then our intelligence comes. So even answering a simple question, they would say that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. He remained silent to the extent that we thought that he would give it some other name. He asked, is it not the sacred city? We replied, indeed. he asked, what day is this? So also they knew exactly what day it was. It was at the time of Zulhijjah, the time of Hajj. So from this hadith we see it was the 10th of Zulhijjah also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them that, what day is it? We replied, Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam know best. He remained silent to the extent that we thought he would give it some other name. He asked, is it not the day of sacrifice? Yawmun Nahr. Is not the day of sacrifice? We replied, indeed. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said this part of the hadith which ties up with the chapter. Again, here we mentioned that the muhaddithin, what they would do is they would look at the hadith. They'll see if just one part is tying up with the chapter that they brought in, they'll bring the hadith under that chapter, because there is a relationship between the hadith and the chapter that they are bringing in. That's the extent that they would protect the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That even one part of the hadith is tying up with the chapter, it deserves to come under this chapter. So anyway, this is the part that comes under the chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam now addressed Sahaba and he told them that your blood, your wealth, your honor are all prohibited to you like the sanctity of this day, in the city of yours, in this month of yours. Nabi alayhi salam saying, how honorable the honor of a Muslim is, how honor the blood of a Muslim, in other words, the life of a Muslim is, and how honorable the wealth of a Muslim is. So Rasulullah salam said, your blood, your wealth, and your honor are all prohibited to you. Prohibited to you mean for you to take somebody else's life, to take somebody else's wealth, and to take somebody else's honor, illa bihaqtihi, except with the haq that Allah Ta'ala has given. And that is a separate issue when a person's life can be taken. For example, for qisas, when he has committed murder, or a person has stolen, so now his hand can be chopped off. So that is a separate issue. But generally, it is haram to take someone else's wealth, to take someone else's life, to take someone else's honor. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not just saying it's haram, he's saying like how blessed this place is where we are, like how blessed this month of Zulhijjah is, and like how blessed the city is. So how blessed this day is, how blessed the city is, and how blessed this occasion is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So, like the sanctity of this day, this city of yours, in this month of yours. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you shall soon meet your sustainer, and he will question you about your deeds. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making him aware of akhirat. Keep akhirat in front of you all the time. You shall soon meet Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will question you about your deeds. You should therefore not become disbelievers after me by striking each other's necks. Yeah, I mean by fighting with each other, by striking each other's necks. The one who is present should convey this message to the one who is absent. It may well be that the one who the message is conveyed has a better memory than the one who hears it directly from me. So one thing we learn from here is that anything small we learn, convey it. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it's possible that the person that you conveying it to has a better memory than you. It is better than he can convey it to someone else, even better than the way you conveyed it to him. So therefore convey it. Don't lose hope and think that, hey, I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to teach. I don't know. The person should never feel like this. Nabi alayhi sallam giving encouragement. It's possible that the person that you're giving the dawah to, you're teaching so simple. One child, you decide to teach Surah Fatiha. You teach him how to make wudu, how to read salah, how to have a bath. Simple things you teach a person. Or even how to read the kalima also, something that's very simple. But Nabi alayhi salam is saying it's possible that he will take it even further than the amount that you gave him. So don't lose hope on a simple thing. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said, it may well be that the one whom the message conveyed has a better memory than the one who hears it directly from me. He then said, listen, have I conveyed this message? Listen, have I conveyed this message? We replied, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said, oh Allah, you be the witness. And this is what you call amanat dari. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the responsibility of conveying the message. His whole life was such that he fulfilled that responsibility to the highest level. And now he comes on occasion of Hajjatul Wada. He gives the message to Sahaba and he asks him 3 times, did I do this amanat? Did I keep up to this amanat of conveying the message? They all replied, yes. And then Rasulullah sallam said, oh Allah, you be the witness that I have conveyed this message. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of fulfilling this amanat dari and being honest in whatever we do. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.